Welcome. It's time for Love Living Life on Lift Your Spirits Radio. I am Marla Williams and your host today and the first Friday of every month on 1150 AM KKNW in Seattle. I will be sharing fascinating concepts through inspiring interviews to help you begin to love living your life. Let's get started. Hi, everybody. I am so thrilled to be here today. We are going to be experiencing something that I love, and it's called sound bowls. Many of you may or may not remember from some of my earlier shows, I lived a stress-filled life. I'm a type A personality. I have a hard time turning off my brain and just getting to be present. And when I worked in corporate America as a leader, I was pushing myself all the time, never saying no, and always multitasking. And that caught up with me, where I got many different stress-related diseases over the years, until my doctor told me one day, if I didn't stop, I could die. And that was my wake-up call when I got serious about my healing journey. So I don't know if any of you are like me, where you have a hard time turning off that little voice in your head that just goes on and on. You should be doing this. You got to do this. Don't forget to do this. And you just keep running yourself on this tape. And it actually puts stress into your body. And you're going 1,000 miles an hour to keep up with the kids, to keep up with the job, to keep up with your social life, and all the other things that you love to do and want to build into your life. Well, what I learned is when you can learn to quiet that voice and get present in the moment, you can absolutely change your life. And you don't have to live in stress and illness like I did for 20 years. It took me a long time to figure this out. Now I help other people so they don't get into that same position. I learned to exist in the present moment in what I call the being zone. And I actually teach classes moving from burnout to bliss. And you can learn about those on my website, marlawilliams.net. But more importantly, is there's some things you can do to get you in the moment. There's things you can do to quiet that mind of yours. You know, and in the beginning for me, it was yoga. I'm one of those people that can't just sit and meditate. It's hard for me to be quiet. And so I need to either listen to something or I need to do a walking meditation. But one of my greatest finds was what I call sound bowls. And we're going to experience those today. Those sound bowls were really big in my healing process. And now for all my retreats, I bring in sound bowls. And my guest today is just a master at these things. She's got and you'll hear her story in a little bit, but she's got a background in music. So she's actually got talent around them. I have some sound bowls and I play them a little bit, but she's also got the rhythm and the sound and everything behind the bowls. But sound bowls to me, they vibrate my body and calm my system. And when that happens, I can get into a very quiet zone very quick. So it calms my mind, my body, my soul, and just gets me here now. So I want all of you to experience that. I know many of my friends love it. But today I want to introduce you to my special guest, Diane Alexander. Diane has the gift of music within her. She started her career actually as a singer. She does voice lessons and she plays these crystal bowls. She does energy work like me. So we have so many things in common. I just adore this woman. But let me just say, hi, Diane. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Marla. I am so excited to be here. I get to share these beautiful bowls with new people. It makes me so happy.
Yay. Well, tell me a little bit about your story. You know, you grew up in a musical home. So start there as far as your background a little bit.
Well, it was really funny. My grandfather played probably every instrument in the orchestra and he had perfect pitch, meaning if somebody played a note, he'd know exactly what it was. As a result, my dad ended up playing in big bands up until he was 90 years old. And I was always around music. So when things would get stressful, I'd go twirl around and dance in the basement to some classical symphonies that they would have on. Or I'd go play piano. on the neighbor's piano because they wanted to make sure I'd play it for hours at a time. I had really no idea at the time what we were doing, but you know, as a lot of us, my life was not as calm as we may have wished that it were. And I just found centering and respite and joy and release, and time would expand in these wonderful musical places. When it came time for college, you had to put something on the app. Well, I have most music classes, I'll put that on. And it took me into a journey that I had never, ever expected, you know, from being the person who was behind the scenes and writing the music and so forth to sitting outside my girlfriend's opera workshop class. She had the best voice in the, at that time I was not singing, I was doing arranging and writing and so forth. And they said, hey, we're short a singer, come in here, you have a nice voice, take this class. And so all of a sudden I was on the stage. Talk about stress. I just want to share this one little story because then you'll understand one of the reasons I'm so passionate about these bowls. At the end of the first semester, we had to do these horrific things called juries. And that's where you get up and you have to walk down a really long hall in front of a lot of people and sing in foreign languages. I tell you, it was horrible. My knees shook so badly. You could see them from the back of the room. It was just, I blanked out. I didn't remember anything about that. My mom said I did fine. And obviously they put me up there, so they thought I did fine. But I was so scared, petrified, shut down, fight and flight. I said, I never want to experience this again. And so a lot of my life has been, in addition to doing music and trying to make things better for everyone, is researching what are the things that can bring us back to center more quickly. And it's been quite a long journey. And there really hasn't been anything as quick, as immediately, oh, I feel this in centering, as the crystal sound bowls. So,
you know, I'm going to agree with you on that because I've done a lot of, I listen to music to calm myself, calming music. I do art. I do a lot of things, but something about the sound bowls, something about that vibration and that sound that just completely, immediately calms my body and puts me into a much better place. I start every day now either playing the sound bowls or listening to a tape. And we actually have one on the show that's going to be playing it coming in and out of breaks, as well as at the end of the show when it's recorded, there'll be the full sound bowl. I've been listening to that now for the last couple of days and I'm just in heaven because I have a new sound bowl tape to listen to. And so when people listen to the show after this, you know, grab hold of that and start your day with that if you want to start in a very calm, peaceful place. Based on your story, here's what's amazing to me is how we all grow up and we all have stress in different ways. And we all deal with stress in different ways, but yet then there's commonalities. Your background early is so different than mine. I didn't have a musical family and I didn't even know music very well. My parents had a few albums and a few things they listened to, but music wasn't playing in our house all the time. And now I've realized how important it is to me. You know, my way to calm when I was young was to go to the beach and sit quietly and write and journal. And I never would have thought of listening to music back then. So, yeah.
Well, one of the cool things about crystal bowls, why they calm us, is because they are 100% quartz crystal. And a lot of people don't realize quartz crystal is used in electronics because the vibration is so even. They can depend on it for television, for radio, for all sorts of electronics that need to be even. Well, we are also like 80% crystalline as well. Why? Because we're water.
Water.
We're water. This is crystalline. We're just a different vibration of crystalline. So that when our life goes wonky and we feel a little out of sorts or not in balance, we hear this beautiful, even vibration. And it's just nature for our systems to want to entrain up into that evenness so that we feel good, because we don't like to feel wonky. We don't like when our system's all off.
Yeah, that is wonderful. I love that. And that we're crystalline in our bodies, and that makes sense because we're like over 70% water. And so that completely makes sense on why it calms me so much and why I'm so drawn to it. Thank you for sharing that. That was amazing.
Oh, it's really one other fun thing. I have lots of fun things.
Oh, good.
I get too much. But like each bowl, I play the alchemy crystal singing bowls, and what they are is 99% quartz crystal, mostly mined from North Carolina, believe it or not. These particular bowls were begun like in 1996, and they include things like precious metals, precious gemstones, different kinds of earth, and it gives it a slightly different property for when you hear the sound. You can also get the vibration of that particular element. And then as I'll demonstrate later, if you want, each frequency, each note, it's a different energy center in us. So if, for instance, if I'm having a heartache, something like that, I'm going to want to play my heart notes, the ones that I know that vibrate in there to bring that up to more even. And even if you don't know anything about this, your instinct, your body is going to gravitate to the sound that makes it feel more whole. And so if you're listening to, like Marla said, like a sequence of them, and I will demonstrate for you, I have a set of grounding bowls for like when you're going 90 miles an hour and you just need to come home to yourself. And I also have a set of uplifting bowls when you're doing deeper, more spiritual work, or you want to be in a creative mode.
That is awesome. So in the beginning, you talked about metal being within the crystal. So it's just melted in when they, yeah.
Yeah, the essence of it is combined. They're very protective of their proprietary method of how they do things, because they are reported to be the best in the world. And people who have played them try and play another kind, and they go, it just doesn't, the quality is not the same. They ring for a very long time. And another interesting thing is that no two of them are the same. You can't put an order in and say, I want this pitch, this color, this size, because I had two of them that looked exactly the same, and they were a completely different note, a completely different vibration. They're unique. They're individual.
Yeah.
Like us.
Yes. And I love that. And different sound bowls speak more to me than others. And I tend to like, because I'm a high energy person and I go a lot, I tend to like the grounding ones a lot. Because that brings me down. That brings me into a calm state. And I like the heart one because that makes my heart happy and feel good. So I do, I'm pretty uplifted all the time anyway. Yeah. So I tend to play those bowls less, because I have a set of bowls and they're not these beautiful bowls like you have, or the alchemy bowls. But now I'm jealous and I might have to move towards that someday. This sounds wonderful to be able to do that.
I'll make you some special recordings of grounding bowls. Yes, I will.
Oh, yay. But music is such a powerful, and then with bowls, vibrational energy. And when I healed myself from all the stress and learned how to live in a calm, blissful way, a big piece of that is keeping your body in that calm place. And that vibration that we're talking about, the bowls are going to make you feel, is part of that experience. Because it's turning off that voice in your head. It's tuning into the present moment in your body and listening to how your body feels. And then those bowls just take it to a whole new level, right?
Absolutely.
How long have you been into the bowls? What got you started there?
Well, I was actually in Hawaii at one of those spiritual transformational seminars that are just so beautiful. And they were getting ready to crack into some of the more difficult emotional components. And this sound came from behind the room and wafted up like a sound of heaven that I'd never heard. And then another one and another one. And pretty soon there was this sea of sound. When they talk about sound bath, you really feel immersed in the sound, and it was getting into our systems. And as I didn't realize what it was doing at the time, but as it was even, as it was resonating with the particular parts of us that matched it, it was loosening up those stuck emotional areas and making the transformation happen exponentially more quickly than I would have ever relieved it before. And even if you had thought you were going to go, I'm not going to do this, you really didn't have a whole lot of choice because it was just the natural way. It was like a sonic hug. It was like a sonic, come on, we're coming over here. And from that moment, I went home with one, and then you had to have at least three. And then there was this one, and then there was, and so I became, I think I first heard them in 2017 and started collecting them then. And wow. I have 33 at the moment.
Wow.
I'm not a distributor. Mostly, I don't know if anybody else has more than me who's not a distributor who doesn't sell them.
Yeah, but, yeah.
It might be.
Master collector. I have seven tied to each of the chakras, tied to each of the energy centers. So I kind of know what's what, but it's also, so it's, that's clear to me. So I'd have to learn kind of a new language if I started to collect those bowls because of the different metals and components and sounds, but it's really what you're drawn to, right?
Absolutely.
When you're choosing bowls, what
just
sounds
like when
right.
You choose a crystal, just mm-hmm. You put it in your hand and if you can't put it down, it's yours. Because I play with my musical background, I wanted to tune them a little bit more to each other because they have not just their note, but you can have 50 little steps, 50 little scents, they call it, between each note. It's a variation of where they can go. And sometimes that creates a dissonance, which is very unnerving, but sometimes very good for chasing out emotions that you don't want in there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Within a certain range, it's a very, very beautiful, more of a like a gong kind of resonance, you know, mm-hmm. And I can demonstrate some of these when you're ready.
Yeah, we'll do that after the break. But I, one of the things that I did was do a sound bath in a salt place where you lay in the salt and then the sound was right around my head. That was one of the most amazing things I've ever done. You know, you felt it through your entire body. And so we're going to go to our first break. So you're listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Lift Your Spirits with me, Dina Marie, on Whidbey Island. I'll be a tour guide for your spirit and a travel agent for your soul. Retreats include a healing session for your body, your mind, and your spirit. You'll receive a Reiki session plus a chakra reading, experience a labyrinth in the woods, take a walk on the beach, and enjoy downtown Langley with me. Retreats are customized for you or a group of friends. You can visit dina-marie.com to connect with me today. Island Time is waiting for you.
Curious about whales in the Pacific Northwest? Orca Network's Langley Whale Center celebrates and shares the lives of gray whales, orcas, and other marine mammals of the Salish Sea. The Langley Whale Center is a project of Orca Network, a nonprofit that is based on Whidbey Island. The Langley Whale Center gives Orca Network the opportunity to have a public presence to share the excitement about the whales and marine mammals who are our neighbors. The Whale Center in Langley gives visitors and residents alike a chance to learn more about the endangered southern resident orcas who visit our area and about the North Puget Sound gray whales, a small, unique population of gray whales who find sustenance in the waters of Saratoga Passage and Possession Sound each March through May. Check out the Orca Network and Langley Whale Center on Facebook for the latest whale sightings, educational programs, and events, or visit orcanetwork.org for more information. You'll be glad you did.
Hey there.
Hi.
It's your neighbor, the orca whale.
My neighbor's an orca?
Been living here for years. Anywho, I know your basement's been flooding, and these pollutants are making me sneeze. So do you know about rain gardens?
Orcas can talk?
Did you know rain gardens and cisterns can clean and manage rain runoff? You may be eligible for money back from the city or county.
My orca neighbor wants me to get a rain garden.
Not just me. Your neighbor's salmon.
Hello.
Seals. Shellfish. The whole gang. Visit rainchangers.org today.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Love Living Life today. We are talking to Diane Alexander, and we're going to experience her magical sound bowls. And so with that, Diane, I'm going to have you do a little demonstration and kind of talk through so people can learn how to kind of connect with the bowls through some of your words. So you're on.
So you're going to have fun. And the instruction I have for you is to turn your brain off, come down into your body, and just notice where you feel each thing. What I've learned is people feel them where they need to feel them. And it might not necessarily be where the chart says. And your best job can be, where do I feel? How does this affect me? So I'm going to first start with Marla Love's The Grounding Bowls, with one called Grandmother. She's got iron, which brings us down into the earth as well, with the crystal. And just notice what you feel. It's a very deep sound, but notice where you feel it. Now I'm going to add the grandfather, also with iron, and see if you notice that the same. Interesting. You can say where you feel it, Marla.
Yeah, I feel all of them grounded in my lower part of my body, in the lower chakras. But it starts there and it vibrates all the way through. But that just that's the sound, that grounding. I love grandmother and grandfather. I love that they're called that, because that's meaningful too in the Native American world and in our world, you know, grandmother, mother, moon and sun. But anyway, yeah, I feel it in the lower part of the body and it's just completely calming my system.
Super. I'm going to play. I have a few of these in octaves, which are like the same note up higher or higher still, which creates a different sensation.
Yes.
In the body. Can you feel that?
Completely different. And that one, I felt really much faster in my heart and Super. Felt that moving through. Yeah. But everybody's different. You can have 10 people in the room and every single one of them may have a different feeling, a different reaction to the bowl than I do.
So I would love to give you this experience, and then I'm going to play a few of these together. And we'll take a little break and I'm going to show you the other set and see how you feel those.
Okay.
So this one. Tell me where you feel that.
I feel that in my third eye, my head up, very much so.
Cool. This is F. This is the heart bowl.
Okay.
And depending on where you need it, that was a perfect demonstration. This is going to go where that vibration is right for you. I had somebody say they felt one of these once in their shoulder, you know, and someone else said, oh, that loosened up my neck. And mm-hmm. It was very interesting because I primarily feel them very much in the core of my body.
Yeah.
But there's no right or wrong. Where you feel it is exactly where you need to feel it.
I think an interesting point on this and where you feel it is that when you're tense in your body and your shoulders are tight because you're stressed or you have a headache or something like that, it's going to go straight to the area that you have that. And that's what I think you're trying to say a little bit, is where you need it most, where your body needs to heal, where your body needs to calm. The sound works its way into that. And that's why I can wake up with tense shoulders from maybe my sleep and listen to a sound bowl and feel it just relax.
Beautiful.
Okay. Keep going with this demo. I just love listening to these. And if the listeners can just close your eyes, if you're not driving, it's even more powerful. Thank you. was amazing. If anyone was able to just relax into that, that was beautiful.
Now, while I have that in your ear, I'd love to share with you when they go up a half step to the sharp ones, they would call this, like, for instance, the grandmother would be a grounding bowl. Mm-hmm. And this F that I played for you would be a heart bowl. For instance, this would be a high heart. It's like between those areas that you might feel it. But just kind of notice what you sense.
Beautiful. And that was so calming. And I felt it throughout my body, but most intensely through my heart and up. But here's what it reminded me of. And this was kind of an aha as I was listening to you. I spend a lot of time up on San Juan Island at Roach Harbor, which is a marina up there. And they have a little church and it plays bells in the morning when the church ceremony is going to be, or when there's a wedding ceremony. And just the tone of some of the bowls you just played reminded me of the tones. And I remember sitting on the boat, feeling the calmness of those bells that they play. It was, so there's something to that as far as whether it's a sound bowl or the bells that they're playing, it's that sound to calm the system, or music that you love. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, we're all different vibrational frequencies. And even when you're only speaking of music, each tone has a particular vibration, and the higher you go up, the faster the vibration is, and the faster it is, the higher you tend to feel it in your body, like these. You're probably going to feel a little bit higher in your body, whereas yeah. when we go for the lower tones, the vibration is slower, and the slower it is, the kind of lower you feel it in your own body as well.
Wow.
And one other thing that's pretty fun to notice is some bowls are very, very clear. They have one vibration only. And some have such a wall of vibrations, like this particular one.
I love that one. Yeah, my entire body. And what kind of the goal is, you know, get your head from thinking all the time and just allow your body to feel and vibrate. Absolutely. Because that is actually healing to your body. Every time you feel that energy kind of flowing through your body in that calming way, it's actually helping heal your body, calm your stress, and put you into more of a serenity, the present moment.
Absolutely. You're doing a reset, a vibrational reset. You're taking yeah. those little emotional wads of things that life may have thrown at you, or he said, or this happened, or all the story that we get stuck up in our head, and we get underneath it to that vibrational level, and we don't have to deal with the story. You can go right to where the upset is and just let it go. You don't have to think. You don't have to know what it is. You just allow yourself to feel it, allow yourself to have your feeling, and then breathe into it and just let it go at the same time. I know yeah. that you're really wonderful with the breathing exercises too, but to take a nice breath with one of these is really incredibly awesome.
And so let's do that, listeners. Just as you're listening to Diane play these bowls, take a moment and just take a deep breath in through your nose. And then let's the stress of the day or any tension out through your mouth and listen to the bowls. Breathe in and out. Again, breathe in. Let it go. Between the breathing, which calms your system, and the sound, you should be feeling pretty calm right now. Unless you're driving, keep your eyes on the road. There are a few locations in Seattle that offer sound baths. There's YouTube, there can online options. Diane offers a free sound bowl, sound bath experience the first Sunday of every month.
Second Sunday of every month at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
So yeah. A week from Sunday.
Okay. So we'll tell you how to get to that a little bit later. But it's an amazing experience to be able to just stop what you're doing, take time out. It's like going to get a massage. And instead of having someone massage your body, the vibration is massaging your body. But it's not just on the outside, it's on the inside too, because you feel it throughout your body. And doing the breathing and the calming with the sound bowls is one of the most healing things you can do. It was a big part of my health recovery when my doctor told me I could almost die, is being able to listen to sounds like this and breathe and just get present in the moment. And when you learn to do this all the time, your life changes. Instead of running in stress and hecticness and having your mind go 1,000 miles an hour, you can kind of flow through the day in more of a tranquil, calm, responsive state instead of a reactive, which is where most of us live.
You can also add voice to it.
Yeah.
Over the top. And when you hear the sounds of the voice and the bowls together, it creates another whole thing. And if you happen to have one or hear one, you can either hum along with it, or I would say the majority of people prefer to be in a receptive kind of tone. But sometimes it is really, really nice to be able to sing with the sounds.
So are you going to demonstrate that for us?
Oh, I can.
Okay.
I'm going to get this one bowl that you can't see, but it's a bowl on a stick, kind of like a creamsicle. But that's going to allow me to move with it a little bit easier. And this one is called Laughing Buddha. It's also a form of iron on it, but it kind of looks like a popsicle. And it's in, well, let's see where you feel it. I won't tell you.
That was amazing. I'm vibrating from head to toe. My entire body feels amazing. And I have to tell you, adding the voice puts a whole nother dimension to it. I've never gone to a sound bath that had that sound exactly. I've had different people sing or make sounds, but that was phenomenal. That was beautiful. And you can sing. You're a musician, right?
Really fun because it goes different from any way that I trained or anything that I do. It's like the bowls tell me what to sing.
Yeah.
And when I'm with whatever group or person that I'm with, it's like I tune into their energy and this music just comes out. I never know what it's going to be.
Yeah.
I just kind of let it happen. And the bowls also have something to say about it. When, if I ever get the opportunity to see you in person, I love to allow people to sing right into it because they hear their own voice come back. Mm-hmm. And it becomes like a duet. And sometimes in the beginning, people are afraid to hear their own voice. And I think that's part of the imbalance in life is that we want to talk, or, you know, like here I want to be out there and be on stage, but I don't want to see myself. Mm-hmm. And so there's an imbalance, and by having to just hearing the sound come right back at you, it's like, wow, it's a mirror of an energetic proportion that we don't get other ways.
So I have a story to tell you.
I love stories.
My family is not very musical. And I've always been called tone deaf. And my husband's very musical and can sing and comes from a musical family. My kids have more talent than I do. But when they were younger, I really wanted to be able to sing along with my husband playing the guitar. So I went and took music lessons, singing lessons from someone who said he can teach anybody that's tone deaf how to sing. And so he worked with me for a year. And at the end, I had one song that I actually got all the way through in tune. And it was Happy Birthday. And I gave it to my husband for his birthday. And a little tape of me singing in tune. But I have to tell you, even though I think I'm getting better and better, the more I play the sound bowls, I also do drumming. The more I do that, it's almost like I'm getting in sync now with the tone, with the beat. And because one of the things they teased me was I was never on beat. I was a cheerleader. I was never with the other girls. I was always a step behind or ahead or whatever the case might be. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I had fun. But the key is that I'm starting to get better, more of a beat. I'm starting to hear sounds better. And it's been fun.
And you're starting to feel them. So that's a key.
Yeah. So I think anybody, even if you don't think you're musical, you can play sound bowls if you want to invest, or just go listen to them, because that's the magic too. Is if you don't want to, you know, I have them on a little table right in my office. I walk in my office and play them first thing. And it just starts out my day feeling amazing. So we're going to go to break now. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a moment with more Love Living Life after the break.
In these changing times, it's the perfect opportunity to learn new techniques that can bring calm back into your being. If you are ready to love living life, read Marla Williams' new book, The Being Zone. It will become your guidebook for creating the life you always dreamed of. Learn more about her book and online training program at thebeingzone.com. I invite you to tune into Lift Your Spirits Radio on the first Friday of the month for Love Living Life with Marla Williams. Call in for free coaching advice that is guaranteed to lift your spirits.
Are your medical expenses increasing, but your health is not improving? True Health offers unique services where Kassara empowers clients with intuition, education, and proven resources. Better choices can be made when information is available. Now's the time to visit truehealth.com. That's truhealth.com. And schedule your appointment to achieve your health goals. Your body will thank you.
Are you planning your next move? We know it can be stressful, but at a Swift Move, you can relax and leave the work to us. You can put your mind at ease that your personal items will be safe throughout the entire moving process. To get a free quote from licensed professionals so you can compare and save, call us at 425-309-0577. That's 425-309-0577. So make your next move a swift one and give us a call.
Lift your spirits with us every Friday at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW Seattle. We will be introducing you to fascinating people, fun places to visit, and activities that are guaranteed to lift your spirits. Miss a show? No worries, you can visit 1150kknw.com and click on our archive page, or like Lift Your Spirits with Dina Marie on Facebook for upcoming guests and events. To contact me, Dina Marie, visit dina-marie.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back. Thank you for listening to Love Living Life today with Diane Alexander and her Sound Bowls. I hope you've enjoyed the little taste of Sound Bowls that she gave you. I know my body felt it and I felt calmer. And I'm so appreciative of someone that has these kinds of gifts that they can share with us and make our lives so much calmer and tranquil and peaceful and beautiful. So thank you, Diane. You're just amazing with what you do.
You're too kind. It's just my pleasure and passion. And the more people that can hear these beautiful bowls and receive peace is awesome. When I work with my singers and my musical theater people, and also the speakers, I also coach speaking and so forth, the one thing that they really, really need when they get so nervous before they walk on stage is something to center quickly. And this helps, along with the breathing technique that you were doing.
Right, right. And there's so many different techniques in the world that people can use to calm. But I think the important thing is kind of the theme of my life and the theme of my book and the training that I do is the art of happiness is in the pause. And what I'm saying here is when you stop and pause and take time out to just be present in the moment and to feel your body and to feel your emotions and to be just here now, you're going to be happier in the long run. When we're upset and or stressed and going 1,000 miles an hour, we're operating at a head level that then as we think I have so much to do and all these things going on, you're actually sending little neurochemicals down into your body and your body's tensing up. So you're actually causing your own pain, your own tenseness, your own illness. And I didn't believe that for years, but then after, 20 years of continuing to get sick and figuring out how to heal and then going back and getting sick again, I started to realize the correlation. My thoughts had a direct impact on how I felt. And when you can turn off the thoughts because you're getting present in the pause, in the moment, whether you're listening to sound bowls, whether you're listening to music, whether you're doing breathing, whether you're doing yoga, meditation, walking, hiking in the woods where you're just present in the moment with the sounds of the woods and the birds and the noticing the smells and the textures and the colors, because calming your system, all of this is multi-dimensional. It's all your senses. And the thing I like about the sound bowls is you're bringing in a lot of the senses, even though you're really thinking it's sound, it's so much more than sound, right?
Absolutely. And we communicate on so many other levels than just our little 3D body. And people say, oh, how is that? Well, a thought you can't see, feel, or touch. Dream, you can't thought, see, feel, or touch. And even through Zoom, you can tell how somebody's feeling, what's going on with them. Are they in a great mood and not great mood? We have so much more capacity for communicating with people than most people give credit. Now, I would imagine most people in this audience are really in tune with that. But I come across a lot of people who this is all new to them. And I want to honor their space and their introduction to this space. I like to share with them, if you go into a room where someone's in a great mood at a party, don't you just kind of want to go over there? How do you know you want to just go over there? No one told you. You didn't see it. You just felt it and were drawn, and vice versa. And the more you can tune into your own feelings, you really start to wake up to this amazing form of communication that's on levels that it's like stuff, but not stuff like you know up in your head, stuff like you know in your gut, your brain, your heart brain, and your wisdom brain that we've talked about before. And when people are really truly in themselves, feeling their energy in themselves, and you go, what do you mean feel my energy in myself? Well, if you take a deep breath, feel your body, feel your, put your hands on your belly, feel it move, wiggle your toes in the carpet, touch your hands so that you're noticing yourself, then come behind your eyes and look out at whatever it is you're looking out at. It's a very different view than when you are feeling like you're all out there and, oh, please like me. And if you can come from this grounded view of what you feel like when you feel the bowls, taking that vibration, making it be part of yourself, and then come from behind your eyes, feeling this wonderful, these wonderful vibrations. Now look out at your audience and you're coming from an entirely different place. And in this same place, you are still aware of what's going out there. You're still having input and you're coming from this place, but you meet them at that vibrational place like the bowl. So it sounds kind of funny, but it's like I like to encourage my performers to be a bowl. Be as even as you can be. Be as clear as you can be. Be as authentic, as distinct, as unique as you are. Just be 100% who you are and in your own purity of vibration. People entrain to you, which is a very different kind of communication than what most people do, which is stand on their soapbox and yell at you and hear, if I yell loud enough, often enough, I'm just going to drown you out and you've got to come over here.
And that's such a good point, because I know so many times when there's a speaker and they're like pushing their ideas on you and they're louder and they're trying to sell you on your concept, you almost turn off. And in the internet's full of that, of people selling and pushing. And it's just like, I just back way up. That kind of energy is overwhelming and tense and doesn't do me well. But you're right. When a person is likable and in that calm, present state and very clear and calm and in the pause in their body, when they speak, it sounds you get drawn in, you get pulled in. It's it's an energy that you're drawn to and you want to hear more. It's like you lean in to hear more. And so I love that, because you train that in the classes that you do when you're helping people with, whether it's stage presence, whether they're actors or actresses or musicians. I know you've worked with a lot of musicians, but also just speakers or people having to speak up in a meeting at work. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your level is, right? It's learning to come from that calm place.
The act of communicating and being authentic in your communication, you can put in pretty much any arena, because that skill fits anywhere. There isn't a place where people don't want to hear, see, feel, connect, communicate with someone who's in their place of authenticity, in their place of, well, what is centered? What do we most center on? It's love. You come down your essence. That's where everybody's going one way or another. And what does this do? This calms you.
Yeah.
And underneath all that is presence.
Yeah.
But like you say, in the pause.
And even if, let's just say, here's a great example. If you start your day and you feel really good and you got up and you listened to your sound bowls and you went off to work and you were feeling happy and the sun was out, everything's good, and you get to work and your boss is in just a bad mood and is blaming you for things or getting grouchy with you or judging you, it takes your energy from this happy, glowing, feeling very present and wonderful, ready to start the day, into a closed down, defensive, protective, angry kind of energy. And if you choose to stay there, you're going to have a bad day. You don't want the bad energy around you or the judgment energy or the people that are always looking at you and saying, your hair looks bad or you don't look good, or, and you feel, even eyes, that you don't even need words. You can feel that judgment coming at you. And the way to get past that is to take yourself back. You know, just breathe, let it go, whatever you're feeling, whatever you heard, let it go and get back into that feeling of the pause, the presence, the sound of the bowls, where you're just very present here now. So even when you're on a stage and you're a speaker and you're not getting laughs like you thought, or people aren't reacting like you thought, you can keep bringing yourself back into that place, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I would invite you to not just come to the bowl through the breath when you're feeling tense, but find that place of being that's very centered and loving and start to make it be your come from, so that all of your life, you're coming from a nice deep breath, you're coming from a centered place. Now, of course, life happens. This is our goal. But if you come from this place, chances are you know who you are, you know who they are. They might not even tip you over in the first place if you're staying in your centeredness, because your centeredness is big. Your groundingness is listening to yourself. Your groundingness is emanating that love. And you can say, oh, I have compassion. They're not having a great day. It doesn't have to tip me over, but I see that they're not having a great day. So there's a great deal of strength in that as well.
And that was a big lesson in my life, because I used to live in stress and react to everything. And if somebody was angry or grouchy or whatever the case might be, or judging, I'd react to that. And then my body would tense and I'd stay in the stress state. These days, for the last now 15, 20 years, I've learned the pause. And I stay in this good space. So even when there's judgment, I'm going, well, that's them projecting at me. That's them. And I'm coming from a place of love. I live from a heart-based place. And I teach my clients and work with my clients to get into that place of wisdom, of truly listening and tuning into your body and your heart and knowing. And it's an intuitive knowing of what's right for you or wrong for you. And bringing that onto the stage, or bring that into a conversation to give you more confidence, is big. And that's exactly, also, you and I just cross on so many levels, but that's what I teach people how to get to the burnout, and you teach people how to have that authentic voice and confidence on stage or in life. Right. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
So you have a class coming up, right?
I do.
Tell me what about it?
Well, it's a fun thing. When COVID hit, teaching singing is not so easy on Zoom. So, well, how can I share this with more people? And it seems like the one thing most people are afraid of or have the most challenge with is just getting on the stage, is just making the conversation. So I've created a 5-week course that's going to have a bonus workshop at the end of it that helps you go from nervous to noteworthy within these 5 weeks. And it's doing things like using tools like the breath, like the pause, like the crystal singing bowls, and putting them into application. Because there's several things that we need to get into the energetics of it. We need to get into the body of it. We're not just our 3D body. You know, we have our life energy, we have our brain, our heart, our gut brain, and our spirit. And to allow that to come through means you have to come in and listen, because that's where it's coming through, your own radio station. I would invite, if anybody's interested, I have a special gift for you, which would be at marla.accessyourgift.com.
marla.accessyourgift.com. Okay.
And if you choose to sign up for the course, there's a discount code good through the Sunday, which is Marla100.
I love that. So you're giving, really, is the $100 off?
Is $100 off.
That's awesome. So Marla100 is the code. That is so cool. Thank you for giving the listeners the opportunity to potentially sign up for that class if it speaks to them. And they don't have to.
And if they would like to chat with me, just email me at my website, at dianealexander.com. And I'm happy to have a little consultation to see if you think that it feels right for you.
Yeah. So the website's dianealexander.com, and it's D-I-A-N-N. And so versus with an E. So dianealexander.com, and she has this great course at marla@accessyourgifts.com.
Yep.
With the coupon code Marla100 to get $100 off this amazing course that she's going to be offering people, teaching a lot of the same tools that I use, but in a whole different way. And whether you're on Zoom calls and don't like to show your face, it'll give you confidence. Or whether you're standing on a stage as a speaker or a singer or whatever the case might be, Diane's the one to give you confidence, because she has spent her lifetime doing this. And you remember her story at the beginning, she had fear. So fear getting on that stage and singing something in a foreign language, right?
Absolutely. Well, and your listeners might not know, I've been doing this for over 50 years. And I've been doing it.
You're not even 50 yet. What are you talking about?
I bring a lot to the table.
You do.
It's my passion. Give me great joy to assist you in any way I can.
Awesome. Okay. So if anyone wants to find me, I'm at marlawilliams.net. And join us in another month on the first Friday of the month. Thank you for being here today and listening to Love Living Life with Marla Williams and Diane Alexander. Have a great day.
Thank you.